With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm happy that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. Among other things, October gives us the opportunity on With Heart and Voice to celebrate the birthdays of two great 20th century composers, Ralph Vaughan Williams and Herbert Howells. In addition, we mark what would have been the 90th birthday of venerable Finnish composer Ainojuhani Rautavaara, who passed away in 2016. We'll begin with one of the few organ works by birthday composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. It comes from a set of three preludes on Welsh hymn tunes. This is the Prelude on Hoverdal, performed by Christopher Alsop from the time he was an organ scholar at Trinity College, Cambridge. Christopher Alsop performed the Prelude on Hoverdal from the set of three preludes on Welsh hymn tunes by Ralph Vaughan Williams. He played the organ in the chapel of Trinity College, Cambridge. Finnish composer Ainojuhani Rautavaara was born October 9, 1928, and died in Helsinki in July 2016. He's among the most notable and prolific Finnish composers since Sibelius, having written 8 symphonies, 9 operas, 12 concertos, and a variety of vocal and chamber works. Though he graduated from the Sibelius Academy in 1957, he also spent time at Juilliard studying with Vincent Persichetti and also took lessons with Roger Sessions and Aaron Copland at Tanglewood. We'll hear his setting of Psalm 23, dating from 1970. Timo Nuorani leads the Finnish Radio Chamber Choir in music of Aino Jahani Rautavaara. Psalm 23, as set by October birthday composer Aino Jahani Rautavaara, performed by the Finnish Radio Chamber Choir. Timo Nuorani conducted. As co-editor of the 1906 edition of the English Hymnal, Ralph Vaughan Williams collected many of the folk tunes that we now take for granted in our hymnody. He also harmonized and arranged tunes from other traditions for inclusion in the collection. One of those that he harmonized is the tune Lasst uns erfreuen, here set to the text, From All That Dwell Below the Skies. We'll hear an arrangement by John Rutter, performed by the Princeton Seminary Singers. David Whedon conducts. from All That Dwell Below the Skies, as arranged by John Rutter on a tune harmonized by October birthday composer Rayfon Williams, born October 12, 1872. David Whedon led the Princeton Seminary Singers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll hear another of Vaughan Williams' organ preludes on Welsh hymn tunes next, this on the sturdy tune Bryn Calvaria. Christopher Alsop performs at Trinity College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
The choir of Rochester Cathedral, Kent, sang O Clap Your Hands, a setting of Psalm 47 by Ray Vaughan Williams. Roger Sayer conducted and Sean Farrell played the organ. Earlier, we heard Christopher Alsop perform Prelude on Bryn Calvaria by Ray Vaughan Williams on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge. Ina Johanny Rautavaara set out in 1972 to compose an entire Mass. He decided to begin with the Creed since it's typically the most difficult text to set effectively. He never completed the rest of the Mass, so this movement stands alone. Rautavaara has been quoted as saying, "Music is the language of angels, but, as Jacob did in the Bible, you're supposed to wrestle with your angel." Perhaps a bit of that human struggle is evident in this credo performed here by the Dale Warland Singers. Credo by Aino Juhani Rautavaara, performed by the Dale Warland Singers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Juan Williams' hymn tune King's Weston, which first appeared in 1925, is named for a manor house in Bristol, England, and provides a sturdy melody to propel the words to the hymn, At the Name of Jesus. We'll hear an arrangement by Richard Webster, who leads musicians from St. Luke's Parish, Evanston, Illinois.
Thank you.
At the Name of Jesus, as arranged by Richard Webster, based on a melody by Ray Vaughan Williams. Musicians from the Parish of St. Luke, Evanston, performed. Though Vaughan Williams variously claimed to be an atheist or agnostic, he held the Church of England in great affection, both as a cultural and spiritual pillar of his country. His fondness for the Tudor composers and the growing tradition of polyphony at Westminster Cathedral, under the direction of his mentor R.R. Terry, led him to compose a great number of works for the Church. His Te Deum in G, though not in his polyphonic style, is nonetheless in his somewhat modally colored musical language, written in 1928 for the enthronement of the Archbishop of Canterbury in December of that year. We'll hear the choir of Westminster Cathedral sing, led by Martin Baker with Robert Quinney at the organ.
Thank you.
Martin Baker led the choir of Westminster Cathedral in the Te Deum in G by Ralph Vaughan Williams. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our lone remaining birthday composer to honor today is one to whom church music owes an enormous debt of gratitude, Herbert Howells. In fact, our next piece was not composed by him, but in homage to him by John Rutter. Written in 1992, Hymn to the Creator of Light was premiered at an evensong at which a lovely new window was dedicated to Howells' memory in Gloucester Cathedral. Polyphony performs here, directed by Stephen Layton. Hymn to the Creator of Light by John Rutter, composed in homage to Herbert Howells. Polyphony performed, led by Stephen Layton. Gloucester Cathedral was indeed Howells' home church, and in 1946, shortly after the close of World War II, he composed a set of evening canticles, Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, for that glorious space. It's among the first of many sets of canticles he wrote over the ensuing several decades, each with a specific cathedral or church in mind. We'll hear the Gloucester set performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducts.
Thank you.
The Gloucester settings of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis by Herbert Howells, performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducted and Jeremy Cole played the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to mark the October birthdays of several notable composers. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.